This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we are now going to be talking about a group of like-minded people who have been cooking thousands of meals for vulnerable communities from their home kitchens. So just for some background, a retired architect, Shami Tan, has been distributing over 2,000 meals weekly to underprivileged families affected by the lockdown. And she's actually been doing this along with Pertubuhan Pembangunan Hope Selangor, the community hub, and her team of home cooks and bakers.
Truly, you know, hearing about this made me so happy. You know, back in February, Shami and her family gave out treats to 1,200 children and caretakers from 31 homes in Klang Valley for Chinese New Year. This included things like chocolate bombs, biscuits, and greeting cards. And this really kickstarted her fundraising project called Share Me Treats. Since then, the project has secured sponsorship for Kids in Need and enough funds to last a year. But I think more largely, these sorts of initiatives really show the power of that grounds-up movement, right? Of taking, if you see a gap, if you see a challenge, taking it into your own hands to do something.
Yes, to do something and also to do it with other people. Because I think that there is often a sense of either I don't know where to start. I want to help. I don't know where to start. Let me just look for somewhere that maybe I can donate some money, you know? And that is a very important step. I'm not saying it is not. But if you have the capacity to actually take action and, you know, kind of do something to plug that, and if you're then able to actually harness a group of people to actually do the same with you, I think it's all the more powerful. So let us know, what are your thoughts on this initiative? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to talk about this, we have Shami Tan, who, as we said earlier, is a retired architect who has been organizing these weekly meals. Shami, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, you guys kind of like shared the whole story already. I don't even know what I'm supposed to say.
Well, tell us about how the initiative came about in the first place.
Okay. It was quite random. We've been cooking for, you know, 6 orphanages for a while now, once a month. And so we know we can handle 120 meals, you know, in one day. So I saw a Facebook ad by Hope Selangor, Pertubuhan Pembangunan Hope Selangor, and they were asking for, requesting for cooked meals and dry food. And my husband and I felt we can't do dry food. I can't really carry stuff, but I can do cooked meals. We've done 120. I think we can commit for 200. And that's how it started. And then a few days later, we decided to do 350. But then, you know, when the cases keep going up, and my heart was thinking, you know, how can 200 meals possibly help? 350 meals possibly help? We need more, you know, more people to do this together. And I was in a chat group with a bunch of home cooks and bakers who were trying to, they're struggling because of the economy, because of MCO, they're struggling. So I just kind of put a message out there. I said, you know, anybody would like to cook together and bake together with me for the B40? And a few people like Amajid and Gurbinda, you know, Jenny, they answered the call. And then we started cooking, and then we were able to do 500. And then, you know, 500, still not enough. And then we cooked, you know, some of them, they baked their own cookies to sell to raise funds. Can you imagine that? And we were able to do 1,000, 1,005. And then we got more funding. And then we were able to outsource to cafes and restaurants that were struggling, you know. So to help them with the business, how much can I cook? 200-300 is kind of max, right? And Jenny 100 and Amajit 100 and Melissa 100. So those that we cannot cook, but we've got funding for, we gave them out to outsource cafes and restaurants. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, makes complete sense. I was also wondering, in terms of the people involved, roughly how many of you are there now?
How many? Okay, it started with me and my husband and my mom. And my mom was saying, Shami, are you sure? We can't go and distribute into those areas, high risk and blah, 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 you know. Then I told her, Mom, we're not. Trust your daughter. She's very smart. We're not going to go into those areas. We're going to give them to an NGO. And the NGOs, they are going to go. They know what to do. We don't even know how to take care of ourselves. So What was your question again?
I was asking how many people are involved in this effort.
Okay. You can tell I'm quite excited. How many people? Okay, now we have about 25 to 30. Tomorrow, we have 2,500 meals plus over 2,000 pastries, cupcakes and brownies and buns, you name it, coming to my condo. And it's going to come from 25 different homes, 25 different kitchens. So it's, you can imagine the coordination.
That is a lot of food.
That's the amazing thing, isn't it? I mean, how can one person do 2,500? But collectively, and you know, this home do how many? That home do 50. You know, collectively we did 2,000. We're doing 2,500 next month. Next week on the 31st, we will be doing 3,000 meals. So we're increasing like 500, touch wood, every week.
So I'm going to take a page from your mom's book and ask the question, who do you donate the meals to and how do you find out who needs aid? How do you get to that point?
It was random. I just saw Hopes, this Pertubuhan Pembangunan Hope Selangor, because there's quite a few places with the Hope, with the name Hope going around. So we saw Prima posted this. And we just locked in to Prima. And only lately, this week, Prima need to take a break. I mean, Hope needs to take a break. So therefore, we are channeling to Mahi and her team, which is Beyond Borders Malaysia. And, you know, I asked her, I said, I've got 1,500 meals for you. Can you absorb? She says, yes. I said, I have another 500 more, 2,000. Can you absorb? She says, yes. I said, I think I have 2,005. Can you absorb? She says, yes. I'm thinking, wow, you know, there's no end. There's just no end. And it's just, how fast can we raise funds and how fast can I get more people on board to join us and cook and bake more? Yeah.
Tell us about the effort that's involved in preparing and distributing these meals.
Effort, sleepless nights. because it's coming from 25 different homes, right? And everybody is busy. They've got their family. They've got business going around. So it's very hard to catch everybody to agree, you know, what time delivery. And I live in a condo. So if deliveries come in at like every 30 minutes, I'd be going up and down my lift. Good exercise. it would be a nightmare. So coordination was tough. And for that, I have to say, I'm very grateful to have Jenny. She helps me with the coordination. She's like the cikgu discipline, you know. She'd call everyone to make sure that, okay, what time you're delivering and what food. And no bussy, you know, anti-bussiness. Because the food are prepared very early. And by the time we distribute and the people eat, it could be like maybe 4 or 5 hours later. And so we have to ensure that the food is not bussy. And we also make sure that people have gone through the KKM food handling courses, have done their typhoid jab, you know, things like that. But we do it on WhatsApp. Thank God for WhatsApp. Free SMSs. Oh, my God. If it was charged in the old days, we'd faint.
And talk to us about the meals. You've mentioned food. You've mentioned pastries. What do you cook? What is prepared?
Oh, one of my favorite that I cook from my home is satay spaghetti. So I put 2 sticks of satay onto angel hair with satay sauce, very fusion, with red cherry tomatoes on top of lettuce, you know, and an egg. And we may have nasi biryani with chicken. We may have Gurbinda loves to do chapatis, different flavored chapatis. I mean, I learned so much about Indian food just being with them. We may have vegetarian food. We may have a fried rice with chicken and some veggie. I always make sure that it's balanced. It has carbo, maybe 40% carbo, and it has proteins and it has veggies in it, you know, and an egg in it. I want something that's filling. I don't just want us to, you know, chin chin chai chai, just leftover food or something like that. It's got to be nutritious. I want that when our friends receive them, they feel like, oh special, huh? This one, nice, huh? You know, even opening up and seeing the colors would make them feel like, wow, not bad. You know, got people thinking about us and caring for us like that.
That's absolutely lovely. I love that you think about it that way. I was also wondering that given that you haven't been able to meet each other, has the communication and the coordinating been challenging?
I think now after maybe about four or five weeks of working together already, they get the rhythm. They appreciate how tough it is when the food comes in and then within like 1 hour we've got to turn it around and out, you know, out of the parking lot. So, but it's good. Yesterday we had some fun on the chat. We were not talking about like food distribution. We were talking about matchmaking for one of the young guys that was on the chat. It was so funny. So we're beginning to have that kind of caring about each other. I keep saying that if we can't care about each other in this small community of ours, this small team of us, how can we extend that beyond our own homes into their home like that?
So where does the funding for this come from?
Funding. At the beginning, it came from our own pocket. And then we tried to raise funds through selling cakes. So I'm not a baker. I tell you, I'm not a baker. But I sold a Hainanese Castella cakes. I partnered with a durian guy and sold durian by the roadside and raised, oh my God, only 290 ringgit. And then whatever, you know, the others are professional cooks and bakers, and they would sell their cookies and stuff and cheesecakes, chapatis, and raise money from that, because it's only 5 ringgit a meal. So we tell people that, you know, this cake would sponsor 4 meals or 5 meals, and this tub of cookies would sponsor 1 meal, something like that. And then on top of that, we have people who, after reading our post, and they are silent readers, they don't like and comment our post, but they will reach out and say, okay, I'd like to sponsor 20 meals, or, you know, I'd like to help, and what can I do? And my biggest donor so far is somebody anonymous from Singapore, can you imagine? And he was able to sponsor 3,000 meals. But we've had people who just sponsor 1 meal with 5 ringgit. And it's okay, because every meal is one less hungry.
Shemi, why do you think it's important for people to sort of get together like this and provide any sort of help they might be able to?
I think the power of being in a team, doing something, focusing on something that is much bigger than ourselves, is very powerful. I mean, we are stuck in these four walls at home, day in and day out. It's driving us. It's driving me nuts. And I know of friends who are like getting depressed, and their sanity is just, I mean, so by doing something like this, like coming together, and it's not focusing on what's happening in the house, it's not focusing on our mind or our bank account, but it's focusing outside of us. I think that's really powerful. And it's really powerful when they see that, oh, I'm only doing 50 meals. But collectively, oh my God, we did 2,500 meals. And that sense of achievement, you know, that sense of accomplishment, it's really powerful. So when you know, some people was challenging me and saying that, you know, Shemi, you give them meals and it's like giving them food to eat, but you're not teaching them how to fish. You're not empowering them. And I was very disheartened for a while. And then I thought, but hang on a minute, there is a bunch of other people that are being empowered. It may not be the recipients. And I'm sure there are other people who are empowering the recipients in a different way. But for this community, we do what we do best, which is the food from my kitchen. The food from, okay, not necessarily my kitchen because I'm just a noob, but the food from my friend's kitchen, their buns and their cookies and their chapatis, you know. So we do what we do best. And for this group of my team, we call ourselves the Community Hub, for them to be able to do what they do best and give it to those needy, I think it has really helped their sanity and empowered them in that way. Happier, I think. I am.
I don't understand the point of view that it is not empowering. I think that it's a tremendously important thing that you're doing. If anyone is interested to donate or to get involved, you know, to be a part of the coordination and matchmaking WhatsApp group, what can they do?
Well, I like that matchmaking group. Okay. You can contact Mahi at Beyond Borders Malaysia or Prima at Pertubuhan Pembangunan Hope Selangor. And tell them that you would like to fund the 5 ringgit meals. And then they will be able to channel that fund to us. And if you'd like to be part of the matchmaking group, you know, or help cook in any way, help with the 5 ringgit meals, just talk to us. Maybe you've got buns that you'd like to give away, you know. Maybe you've got cupcakes that you'd like to make. And I don't know, maybe you just want to be part of the fellowship so that you can be empowered to and feel like you're doing something, contributing to something bigger than yourselves. Just give us a call.
Shemi, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me, guys. I know I'm just over enthusiastic, but thank you very much. Thank you.
And over enthusiastic about the right thing. So.
Shami, thanks again. That was Shami Tan. You can also find out more from Beyond Borders Malaysia as well as Pertubuhan Pembangunan Hope Selangor. Tell them, get in touch and let them know that you would like to sponsor the RM5 meals. Tell us, what do you make of this initiative? Are you inspired? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.